Hey everybody, Simon Rentner here. Welcome to The Checkout. You can get it on iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you get your podcasts. Produced at WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Always on our homepage at checkoutjazz.org. What you're listening to right now is trumpeter Keon Harold, ablaze, at this year's North Sea Jazz Festival. His beautiful trumpet tone can be heard on many of our era's defining popular music, from Jay-Z to Maxwell to Mac Miller. And at the same time, he's carved out a serious solo career, notably with his ambitious album, The Mugician. That's magician and musician, one word. The trumpeter grew up the 10th of 16 kids in Ferguson, Missouri. And at the North Sea Jazz Festival, he used the stage to speak out against racism and social injustice. In fact, he premiered a new ballad, which you're hearing right now, that grapples with these issues. And we're going to hear it first on this show, Love in Tragedy, commissioned by the director and actress Anna Deavere Smith. And we'll also speak to Harold about his musical idol, Miles Davis. Keon Harold, ghosting all the trumpet parts for Don Cheadle's 2015 biopic, Miles Ahead. All of that coming your way with Keon Harold from the 2018 North Sea Jazz Festival in Rotterdam later in this show. This is The Checkout. I'm Simon Rentner. So much to talk about. Keon Harold joins us on The Checkout from WBGO at the North Sea Jazz Festival. Maybe the magician himself, but that's the name of his second recording, Mugician.
The magician meets the musician, all about spreading love and creating vibes and magical times and the magical experiences when people come see me and come hang and when they check out the music.
And you've had a lot of magical musical experiences. I think you're probably the only instrumentalist or musician on the planet that is both endorsed by D'Angelo and Wynton Marsalis.
And Bobby Short, which is way back, God rest his soul.
Bobby Short? The vocalist, the crooner?
Yeah. I spent time playing in this band at the Carlisle Hotel, which is crazy. So I would do that. And then within a week, go play on tour with Snoop Dogg.
What?
Now, you know, Lawrence Schoenberg, he had made that, you know, connection. Like, you're the only person I know who could do that.
The former Benny Goodman manager, Harlem Museum manager.
Yeah.
Lawrence Schoenberg. Shout out to Lawrence Schoenberg.
Exactly.
Introduced you to Bobby Short.
Yeah. So, which is, you know, pretty interesting. So doing that. And funny connection to that, the horn section was myself, Kamasi Washington, and Terrace Martin for that Snoop Dogg tour, which is funny. So anyway,
that's crazy.
I mean, I'm open to all kind of music, man.
Are you on any of those live Carlisle recordings with Short?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. So I've never been paid for it.
But you have been on hundreds, let's just say hundreds of recordings by all kinds of artists. And actually, we're going to play a little game at the end of this conversation from North Sea, exploring some of these recordings. But for now, I just want to know who Keon Harold is. Since you brought up Terrace Martin's name, the saxophonist and producer from L.A., I just thought I would play you this clip from Robert Glasper, an interview I just had with him at the St. Lucia Jazz Festival, and your name came up, so I just thought
my
I would...
My brothers.
I thought I'd play it for you.
Cool.
Yeah, and me and Terrace Martin and Keon Harold met in jazz camp when we were all 15 years old.
Jazz camp.
In Vail, Colorado, that's where we met, you know what I mean? So I've known Terrace for so long, and I watched them go through the through this whole thing of...
You knew him before he tried to sell pawn his horn.
100%. Exactly. Exactly.
When he was actually gangbanging and stuff.
Yep. And when Keon was calling me collect... He didn't call me collect, but he was calling me on the phone, and we were having jam sessions over the phone. Playing Giant Steps and playing all these
songs.
This
is true.
Literally, he would call me over the phone, and we have jam sessions, me and Keon. I would have the phone on my shoulder, playing on my piano. He'd be taking a solo. I'm like, check this new thing I found out, you know, and we every week. You know what I'm saying? He would call me a few times a week. We'd jam over the phone because we just love to do it. You know what I'm saying? It's something we just loved. We really loved music, and there's a passion for it.
That's awesome, man. But totally true, though. I mean, we were, you know, young kids who really love music. And, you know, that was before, like, internet. That's before, like, YouTube sensations. That's before you can, like, you know, just iChat somebody and be like, yo, what's up? Let's play or let's do something. Let me do a lesson. Let me do whatever. We would call each other and basically share the music, you know, and it was a thing. You know, it was not just him. Also myself, Jonathan Finlayson, Ambrose Ackerman Sire, all of us, we would just, you know, it was kind of connected, you know, LaRon Thomas, so many guys that we would just, we had kind of like a telephone game going on with, but it was about the jazz. It was about, you know, sharing information, sharing recordings, sharing, you know, musical ideas, you know.
Do you remember just one piece of music that really influenced you and during that era on the phone?
Yes, absolutely. Well, on the phone, but just at that time. Kenny Garrett's album Songbook, that was the thing that we were all sharing and totally excited about and totally just inspired by. As a trumpet player, you know, I felt it cool for me not just really check out the trumpet players, but check out the sax players. That I felt like that'll make me play differently. So I think it kind of worked a little bit, but that, you know, Songbook was a special album at that time, like 97, 98, the changing of a modern sound in jazz, which was cool.
We're here with Keon Harold at the North Sea Jazz Festival 2018, where he's bringing his band. The Moogician, making me think differently about music right now, is Keon Harold. I'm going to consider this your debut recording because it has all the bells and whistles.
Okay.
It has all the cameos.
Okay.
It has all the like arrangements, all the parts. It's the full spectrum of Keon Harold. Would you agree with that?
That is a great diagnosis of what The Moogician is. I mean, it has everything from classical music to R&B to soul to hip-hop to whatever, to jazz, because that's all a part of me and who I am and how I see music. It's not just a one-faceted way. It's not ting, 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 ting all the time. And, you know, it's not, you know, instrumental music all the time. It's everything. It's not just simple quartet, quintet arrangements. It's orchestrations. It's everything. Music is, you know, very fine to me. You know, it's about setting moods, setting, you know, sending messages. So that's what I'm all about all the time.
One of my favorite moods on the record is Wayfaring Traveler with your friend Robert Glasper.
Yes,
and
sir.
The Rising Georgia and Muldrow.
And shout out to my man Jermaine Holmes, who's on there as well. We wrote the song together.
All right, let's listen to this. Keon Harold.
Traveling and getting
The trumpeter Keon Harrell, the Moo-gician. He's playing a set that we are actually gonna bring you right now.
We're gonna bring it.
We're going to bring you
the noise
set. And you've been working on this music for like 2 years,
yes, so indeed.
It better sound good.
Hey, we're gonna do what we do, man. We're gonna keep it alive, keep it pushing.
All right. So the question for you though, is there any like new material from this concert that you are workshopping that we can hear right now?
There will be a couple of new joints in the set, I think.
Do they have titles yet?
There's a song that we will play called Love and Tragedy.
Backstory, Love and Tragedy.
Okay, Love and Tragedy. I was asked by the fantastic director, actress, Anna Deavere Smith, to create a song, to create a work that was unfinished. The idea of this song was that it was unfinished, that you write something about what's unresolved, you know, in your life at the time. And in my time, at that time, it was love in the time of tragedy, in the time of the most catastrophic kind of, it's the idea of the relationship that you know, you wish for the best, but it just seems like Murphy's Law every day. You want to be the best person you can be for someone else, and sometimes it just doesn't line up at the right time or at the times you want it to. So tragedies happen, whether either you break up or, you know, somebody flips out or something like that.
It's a love story.
It's a love story.
It's a love story. Now I understand why.
Exactly. It's
personal.
A love story that keeps coming back. And it's a beautiful song, very cinematic. And I left it pretty much, it's finished, but it's unfinished. Like, I could have gone in a lot deeper, but it sings for what it is. It sings for itself, Love and Tragedy. And that will be coming out on a new recording coming out in September.
All right, we're hearing it first here from the North Sea Jazz Festival 2018 with Keon Harrell. We'll be right back. We're chilling with Keon Harold
at
the North Sea Jazz Festival.
We here.
Here on the checkout from WBGO. I'm so happy to speak to the magician himself.
Yes, sir.
But he's played with so many magicians or magic makers across the spectrum in this game. So many names, honestly, it would be futile to list. And so we'll just allow him to start listing in this game we will call Fragments with Keon Harold. I want to know the bit parts, the little fragment trumpet parts that we can hear you in some of the performances that you're most proud of. And we just do like a little montage right here. I'll just let you start.
Okay.
If only you'd quit this nonsense of your possum playing.
Maxwell, you know what? Playing Possum, because that is a duo between myself and Maxwell. That is on Black Summer's Night, Playing Possum. Yeah. What I'm fortunate to have done, whatever I recorded, I've been able to be myself. I haven't had to change. So the way you hear my recorded music, it's the way I play live. It's not a contrived kind of thing. So I've been lucky to be that. So Maxwell calls me to be myself.
We just heard Possum with you, Keon Harold, and Maxwell, a duo of all things.
Well, I guess it's a trio. There's a guitar player playing. That's High David. But the song and dance, Maxwell and myself.
All right, so what's the next fragment?
The next fragment would be of Jay-Z. Let's do the classic, the Rock Boys.
What are we listening for?
You're listening to the, you know, the big horn section, just killing it while Jay-Z is himself lyrically, you know, truth.
First of all, I want to thank my connect, the most important person with all due respect. Thanks to the duffel bag, the brown paper bag, the Nike shoe box for holding all this cash. Okay. Boys in blue who would greed before the badge. Okay. The first pusher who ever made the stash. Okay. The Rock Boys in the building tonight. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling life. Hey. Thanks to the lanes, bad aim. Thanks to a little change, I tore you off the cane. Bullet wounds will stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To Little Kim and them, you know the women friend who.
One more fragment maybe we have time for with Keon Harold that he can share with us.
You know what? Let's do something from the Miles Ahead film, the Miles Ahead soundtrack.
You were Don Cheadle.
I was Don Cheadle.
Via Miles Davis,
you know. So I would say Gone 2016. Myself, Robert Glasper, Pharoah Munch. Yeah, that's the song from the Miles Ahead soundtrack that won a Grammy.
As a matter of fact, black matter will live forever. Our lives matter, black. Black lives matter, and as a matter of fact, you are a part of me. It's right to say I'm a part of you. The universe is the body. The earth is a beautiful molecule. Humans are simply atoms, a part of a God particle. Vibrating kinetic energy, endlessly searching for solitude. I marvel at God's phenomenal artistry. Equate longitude, latitude, and feel magnetic fields of my domino. The natural projected. To discover that we're not home alone. It's sort of stars are just genetic codes inside of chromosomes. Plus the moon is not made of provolone. Feel the undertow, check the overtones. Clueless the mass, refuse the musical motorhome. So I spit it in code and made a choice to walk the globe alone. The God particle, odd but logical.
not found in religious blogs and articles. The chronicles like a message in the bottle from the honorable Elijah Muhammad in the form of a song. But I'm gone.
Now, what did it have to do for you, just in mental preparation, to sound like Miles Davis? What did you have to go through?
I didn't have to go through anything. I mean, I've been, you know, as a musician, as a trumpet player, as an artist, Miles Davis is the epitome of greatness. So I've always listened to Miles in my development. So it's the equivalent of you speak to your parents daily, you know, for years, and then, you know, all of a sudden
Miles Davis is your granddaddy.
He could definitely be that. And after a while, either you start sounding like them or you're able to make the same kind of points that they make. So Miles is one of my biggest influences. So I didn't have to go and learn I didn't have to study Miles for this role. It was me just putting out the stuff that I already knew. I've learned his nuances. I've learned a lot about who he is as an artist. And it only elevates me artistically to be able to draw upon his beautiful music that he left. So it wasn't that hard for me.
So we know about the Miles nuances on trumpet, for instance, his trademark Harmon Mute. What is a under-recognized nuance of Miles Davis's playing that maybe you could talk about?
I mean, how angular he played, his chromaticism, and how he connected the melodies. Miles was all about melody, so, you know, I guess if you looked at him as a journalist or something, and you're able to pick out all of these little sound bites, every time you hear Miles, it was always sound bites. Enough space in between each phrase, in between each, you know, musical moment, you had time to think about it and, you know, process that as a bigger thought. So Miles is always, you know, dropping these dimes of information musically and melodically.
We're wrapping things up with Keon Harold at the North Sea Jazz Festival. We thank him so much for joining us and sharing some music from this. Let's just cut to the chase. This is the greatest jazz festival on the planet,
at
least that I've seen. Is there a close second, Keon Harold?
Well, I mean, you got Montreux.
Montreux. I haven't been to Montreux, so I can't speak to it.
But we're here.
So
nothing else matters. And I'm excited to be here because it's my first time, you know, playing music. My own music here. I mean, I've been here with Charles Tolliver. I've been here with D'Angelo. I've been here with Maxwell. But now I'm here as Keon Harold, and that is, you know, gratifying, and I'm super excited to bring the music to the people.
So you are a family to the festival, actually. You've been here enough times.
Yes, indeed.
So, and this will be the last question for you. About 2 years ago, where you were completely focused, and you're like, I'm putting out of the musician. And that means that you had to say no from time to time.
Uh-huh.
What was the hardest gig you had to turn down to do this record?
Huh. There's a lot. I mean, I have to turn down Maxwell a lot, unfortunately. But I wouldn't even say turn down. It's just like, I can't do it right now kind of thing. A situation with Mac Miller, you know, which once again, it was an opportunity to perform pretty much a duo that we did called Stay. There's a video, which is crazy because he's dancing to what I'm playing, which is cool. Super, super fresh. Shout out to Mac Miller. Wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Wow, wow. Wow, wow.
It has to break your heart a little bit to do that, right? Like,
it really, you know what? Coming from a side man to a leader, you know, is a different mentality. And what I have to do all the time is consider, will I cancel on myself? You know, and it's a reality because sometimes you have to make sacrifices. Sometimes, you know, Sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But at this point, you know, since I feel like, you know what, it is my time and I must shine, I have to put, you know, plenty of things. I have to say no to more things than I could even come up with right now, that, you know, put me in a position to get my music heard, to be in front of people. And, you know, I don't regret it at all. So it is what it is, and it's a part of the territory. I could stay in the shadows, or I could, you know, be in front of people. And that's what I choose at this moment.
Well, there's so much to get into and talk about maybe in another time, another conversations. For instance, he's one of 16 kids. Like, what is that? And born and raised in Ferguson,
Missouri. Trying to tell you,
Missouri.
Man, you got to come over man, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's a thing.
I got to know what come more on. About Keon
Listen,
Harold.
Mama's peach cobbler. Come on, man. Come on. And then I'm talking about Shirley Harold, who is the opening voice of the album on the song Voicemail, Shirley Harold. She's a soldier, hero.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Keon Harold at the North Sea Jazz Festival.
Yes, indeed. Peace and love.
Thank you, Keon Harold, for joining us from the 2018 North Sea Jazz Festival, sharing your recording, The Musician, which you just heard is the opening track from the album Voicemail, featuring his mother, Shirley Harold. Check out Keon Harold coming to the Charlie Parker Jazz Festival in Marcus Garvey Park on Saturday, August 25th. Keep tabs on everything we do on the checkout by following us on social media. The checkout from WBGO on Facebook, at Checkout Jazz. That's the handle on Twitter, at Simon Rettner on Instagram. A huge special shout out to our assistant producer, Anthony Nieves. The checkout is a production of WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out.